Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
There you go, 657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Bahle. Thank you very much to Bahle. She's coming back tomorrow morning. And of course, this is Sunday Live. This is your talk show, man, I should tell you. Let us start with a very good friend of mine.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. And of course, it is a Sunday Live show. And I'm hanging out with Usipho Polos and Mfundisi Umotha. Let me start with Mfundisi Umotha. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Mfundisi, greetings to you and thank you so much. And greetings to Mfundisi Sipho kanye nabalalele emakhaya. Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu namhlanje ukuba sibe ndawonye.
I hope you're well.
Mfundisi, by the grace of Almighty God, I am doing very well, my brother. I trust you are also doing well.
The Father is good.
All the time.
Yeah, he is very good, man. He's very
yes,
good.
Yes, man.
Yeah, yes. And of course, Sipho Polos, mhlobo wam, kunjani ke ngapho?
Awusephile mfundisi Ray, lihode.
Awuzeke. Saphile ekhaya, kodwa.
Bayaphila ekhaya mfundisi umama, nangile iduzwana labantwana.
Awu man, makoti, koti. Yeah, hlala iduze kwakhe loyo mfana, makoti man. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah. Ngicela umfundisi Motha man nabalaleli nojabulani usalahlekile athi ngini.
Motha.
Ya uJesu seyinkosi.
Ha umuntu unonyamalala njengomthwalo wezolo. Or wanyamalala. Wanyamalala okajivalika Noah. Ugogo wami kathanda ukusho njalo athi yazi ngakuthuma wathatha isikhathi esithi wahamba unomphela okwejivalika Noah. Ebarazi koko ay koko ay ya ngikhulisa uNashabalala mina intombe yashadwa kwaMasina uMrs Masina wempela uthi kimi ngelinye langa hawu Sipho ngakuthuma ndoda wahamba wanyamalala ujibala kano ayethu start with mara kanti lejuba lenzani uyabona mara bengingamnaki uyabona bengingamnaki lejuba lenzani sekuba ngiyaqala ngiyabona kula mabhayibhile abantwana balikhiphile laphana ukuthi lihambe liyohlola lahambela safuthi kanti hey lejuba ngifuna ukuba yilo leli hayi unowa bekangalithandi lela juba leli hayi
alithandi
hola mnomphela uyabona yeah no welcome to the show and thank you so much for gracing us again. Bafundisi bam, I know ukuthi ninezinto eziningi eningazenza. But you choose ukuthi you give this time to become part of the discourse that we are elaborating on, you know. I'm really, really happy about it and thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, we spoke the previous week. We spoke about what we would be talking about. We spoke about what would be touching on. And we said we want to touch on the issue of discernment. Ukuhlola imimoya, you know. People who have discernment, I mean, you should discern. Even when I go on air now, no matter how eloquent I may sound and the things that I would say be as scriptural as they can be, but the issue is from which spirit am I speaking? Even though it may sound Christian and religious, but from which spirit am I speaking? You know, One has, yes, one has to be able to do that. We know there are many churches, you know, and one has to check the spirit. And the word is telling us to test every spirit to see if they are from the Elohim. Yes, to test for ourselves and see if these are from the Elohim. So we're going to look at the ministry of discernment, the spirit of discernment as a vanguard for the church's safety, our safety, you know, from any form of proliferation, you know, by anything that is not according to the will of the Father. We would be looking also into those kinds of things. And I trust as we do that, you will be blessed so much in a mighty way. And of course, I am talking to Umfundisi Mota. I don't know about Ujablane. I had no notice of him not being on the show. So it can just tell you, Uguti, maybe there is a disconnection somewhere. But his phone is just ringing. But he will tell us. He will tell us when he's available. Now, we seem to be taken these days by quite a lot of things that people say. I may come on air and speak some powerful things and make people crazy, you know, and gain a following. Someone can come here and say, "Ay, Kamalami, Umata," and would speak from the Holy Spirit softly. And everybody would be saying, I was watching this other rally, and there was this man who was in this rally who was speaking about the word of the Most High and the origins of that movement. And I looked at the leaders who were sitting in Masofe and Mvagwak. They were not even paying attention. And this man kept on saying, "Ukrestu, wuye ngaphandle kuka Kristu akunala siyakhona." Only the crowd was hearing him, not the leaders, man. Ngisho nokushaya izandla, they did not. Kodwa makungena lokho kwamabhruku abampintshayo bafike badanse laphayana. Kugidwe kuze kunyakaze ngisho namahlombe. And I am saying, this is just an illustration to say, who is it that talks from the Most High? And who is it that talks from the flesh? How do we know? Even when people call in and contribute, even when I talk now, how would you know if I'm speaking from the Most High? Or it's just experience. And sometimes we tend to take things for granted. And this is how these spirits are able to permeate into us without us noticing. Until it's too late. Until it's late. We find ourselves being taken in by the eloquence of... Okay. My grandfather was a preacher, labagqoka khona amantol bantsha bovu angithi. And he was a priest, became umfundisi lapho. And one of the things that I had come to look amongst people is the emotionalism that they preach with. I remember at some stage I was saying to Upra Aikumtsweni why uma nishumayela niqala kahle bese ivoicini iyakhuphuka so ujulukile lapha abantu bagijima bakulethela amanzi bakulethela neduku lokusula ithukuthuku manje sengathi uyaboxer sengathi ungene nosipho phansi komgodi nayo yemba wakushiya lapho uyi-1 wasala ukudla amagabadi hawu madoda yayibona the emotionalism, does it say lo muntu ukhuluma from the spirit of the Father? And I'm not saying ukuthi abantu ama voice akufanele angaye phezulu. Yes, mawaye phezulu mabafuna. But I'm saying, is that a sign yokuthi umuntu is speaking from the Holy Spirit now? And that is why we need discernment. That's why we need discernment. Look. Who are the two sisters who were waiting on Christ? The other one went on to sit on his feet. Angit? Martha no Mary. Angit? Martha no Mary. Angit?
That's true.
And then who was complaining all the time?
Yeah,
but yes. And she was complaining, Guti, Rabbi, behold, I am working here on my own, waiting on you, Uguti zinto zibe right. Uyabona ne? And look at my sister, she is sitting at your feet.
Hey, say something.
Tell her to move it. As nyakazise la phasebenze kuyasetshenzwa.
Hey,
and
yeah.
Let me tell you, this is where we get it wrong. And she says, oh, Martha, your sister has found the right thing. Your sister has found the right thing.
What a discernment.
Yes, what a discernment. The other sister, Begenza and Begatweka, she was not. She was actually waiting on Christ.
Yeah.
Begapizing on sevens when konzo.
Not in the old.
Yes. The ministry.
Yes.
But how do we know that these are from the Most High? And what is discernment? We have to know as to what are the implications of discernment. How do we know if we are moving in the spirit of discernment, because it is the spirit that should continuously be there. I'm a guest and I invite our Amazon twin.
Ooh,
because sparkle. So I'll catch him a low putty low, prugal in pinch along a two nooms in Baloyana. Nagya! Gonna part them out by a funnel a man's with sparkle. Le! About a toad. Marabata corner bottle store. Anya, you are telling me. Who's a no moya whoopta, what paradigm? I am man's, I want alcohol. No, and a spirit so would dawa.
Yeah.
Discernment.
Hey,
my daughter.
Hey.
Bawa kipege amato, la was his lap of pambili. Who's a nengu is in a sawas of shumalaga, segubu limi. As impinch you past as impinching a pruga sule good perf mula. I'm going to fun fun and abant. And the words is be modest, be modest, modest. And as Marvin, I was a makin than a cotton.
That's the secret.
Angel lu pasta velu bolu la utaya.
Impinche buwa.
Ah, angel ni skuteni matete. Ah, angel impinche. Angel na wangena, wangena, wangena. Yeah. Asuga ma pepa wa sala ma kat bogis. Genile. Ipara inga kara. Yeah, ibo na sek tumisi nyama ge manje. Yes, yes. Sek tumisi nyama ge manje.
Yeah. Man of the hour.
Yeah. Men of the hour.
Who shout and scream.
We are born in Daba.
Kuna la bus. Baso go maktiwa hallelujah. Ngenga yes memeza. Utiya boza go tutu. Uteini.
Ewen.
Alasazu mutu.
Ay, kubega mota. Kubega, kubega. Siya kuluma la. Kubega. Ha. Kusya.
Ija alumpundi. Wana bantu bajuluga baso go mebe menge nyao. But must go so bozo. What the message and I'm trying to be
team. At the spirit, it was moving.
The spirit was moving.
Yeah.
But the steam.
Bugatti in Tololo. Tumupotian. Hey, Gosiam.
And a man you mistake a sugar yen the way. Kutua lo, Oyas Lalisa, Besset Bonavalong at Arashisa, and as a spirit is Gamoyo.
Yeah. Are you to Kuruma Nalabo Mama Lava? Nalabo Mama Batie. Uma gukula lo, uma gume lo. Hai, nami ngiyazizwa yazi kugijima igazi.
Yeah.
Kusho umuntu ohlulwa inyama.
Kusiyama ngena spirit of descent.
Agijinyelwa igazi ngaphakathi kwesikhumba sengathi ubhodloza.
Now sekukhonzwa ngama emotions mfundisi.
Nayo ke inkingi.
Sesekuma ngama emotions umbona azakhala lo yabese nawo so yakhala umbazi ukuthi ukhalelane.
Big problem. Inyama. Last. Yeah. Hey, he last. Hey.
Eneke nefitha ke siyakusebenzisa ke lokho bese sithumela laba bazofike bakhale kakhulu nemicabango ukuthi hayi bangena umoya ke. Yibuke laba umoya kaNkuluNkulu osebenzayo kanti cha sewumoya wasezweni.
Nakuseka wela phansi bayofuna amaduku bazomboza ngoba istopfi sakhe sesiyavela manje.
Hey. Athi umphostoli Paulo uma ngabe uSathane yena angakwazi ukuthi ayiguqule in an outward azenze ingelosi yokukhanya.
How
much more a person?
How much more?
So angangena emntwini afika asebenza nethi hayi yena nixoshe ince kaNkulunkulu ephethe imeseji yangempela nethi uyasilalisa.
Uyasilalisa,
uyabhora.
Unamavesi amaningi, sifuna umuntu okhuluma iy'tori esizaziyo thina. Washo u-Israyeli athi nathi sifune yethu inkosi njengamanye njengezinye izizwe sithole nathi inkosi esingakwazi ukuthi siyibone laphana siyibone ishada abafazi abaningi seyihamba yo-rapa nase next door njengamanye amakhosi.
Nawu kuba ke sesilingisa kuhle kwelizwe sesifuna nabantu esingafuna ukufana naye.
Yeah.
So, when we have the spirit of discernment, we want to be like him, like Christ himself.
Nothing else. Nothing else. First Kings chapter 3 verse 9. Therefore give to your servant an understanding heart. When we talk of discernment, we are talking about an understanding heart. And this is what the church, the body of Christ, has to pray about. Even when we pray for our marriages and our families, even when we pray for men and women, even when we pray for boys and girls, young adults, the elders, we need to pray that we all have an understanding heart. We can never serve the Father if we do not have an understanding heart. Understand what is happening in the realms of the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
It says so. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to do what? To judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? These are the words of Solomon. These are the words of Solomon to the Most High. Give me an understanding heart. Yes, an understanding heart is wisdom, the spirit of wisdom. Discernment is the spirit of wisdom. It's based and rooted in the spirit of wisdom. And understanding means comprehension, being able to make the righteous sense of things. Mfundisi Mot.
Absolutely, Mfundisi Wam. And King Solomon, he understood even if that the people that he was leading, they are not his people.
Yeah.
These are the people of God.
Yeah.
So in order for him, ukubakwazi ukwahlulela kahle okuhle nokubi, abe ne discernment, abe ne understanding to be able to have that knowledge, udinga the wisdom from above, udinga the wisdom from God, because we understand ukuthi on my own I cannot do it, even though I'm a king, but I do not own these people. So namhlanje sinabantu ukuthi because I'm a leader or I'm a pastor, sengibona ungathi laba bantu ngabami kanti ngabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. And once I want to own them, then I will now apply my own wisdom and my own knowledge. That is why Solomon, again, we are lean not in your own understanding. lean not in your own understanding, but in everything that you do, you must acknowledge the Father so that he can be able to guide you. He can be able to give you direction, Mfundisi wami. So when we speak of discernment, we are speaking of that ability to perceive what is the will of God and to gain the complete knowledge of his will. Because when you have the complete knowledge of his will, you shall be, therefore, ukwazi ukwenza according as he has proposed and as he has called you to do. And when you have the spirit of discernment, Mfundisi, you are able ukuhlukanisa. That is why John uthi, then test all the spirits.
Yeah.
First John chapter 4, verse 1. Uthi, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit whether they are of God. Because there are many false prophets who have gone out there to deceive the world. So as a child of God, you need to have that kind of discernment, that spiritual discernment. And for you to be able to do that, Mfundisi, uthi umphostoli Paul, umuntu lo wenyama akakwazi ukudisena izinto zespirit because they are so spiritual. In other words, for you to be able to step into the spiritual realm of the Father, you need to have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the Spirit of God shall be able to guide you, shall be able to teach you, so that you may be able to discern the things that are coming from the Father himself.
Absolutely, absolutely, my friend. Now, when we are talking about discernment, we're touching on these things. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is discernment? Ukuhlola imimoya. Entsukwini namhlanje, do we still utilize that? Do we still listen to the Spirit of the Father? Ngemimoya esizithola sizungekeka kiyo. Hey, madod, ngaze ngafake sami isiZulu ke manje. Yeyibona. Yeah, but umuntu uyazungeka. Yabona ukusho ukuthi uphethwe isiZungu walahla isiZungu wangena la kungafanelanga ungene khona. Khona umuntu ongihlekayo ngapha ngase studio mangithi ukuzungeka. Yeyibona. So I'm telling you, much of the times we find ourselves really doing that, but are we really, if one can put this across in the truest sense of the word, are we really discerning these days? Or we just go, man? A person quotes verses left, right, and center, says tategile. Says tategile. Says kichimanaye. Bathu kulethe imvuselelo kunomunye umfundisi ubuye eSwatini sesiyagijima lapha nasicheki sesizocheki imali sezihambile leso sikhathi sekubuhlungu nasendlini bamtshela umama wathi ngokubona uya kuleyo nkonzo yakho ngizokushaya kakhulu ngoba iyaphela imali
seyihambile ayisekho
baba.
He has given us the wisdom, and in his word, he said, we must check. We must check so that we are not caught off guard. And for us to be able to check, you know, we need to train ourselves in Hebrews 5:15, by training yourself through studying and remain disciplined.
Discipleship.
Yes.
Yeah. Discipleship is number one. If you are a believer and there's no discipleship, you're not going anywhere. You won't grow. Yeah, but anyway, I am looking at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. Simple. And it says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Discernment is the knowledge of wisdom. Now, the knowledge that is brought on by wisdom. And remember, wisdom, the wisdom of the Most High is Christ himself.
Yes, sir.
And then it says an instruction, which is the laws of the Most High. His living word that he continuously is speaking to us. Discernment is also living according to the instruction of the living word of the Father that he says each and every day. He has each and every day. Unkulunkulu yakhuluma nathi. Each and every day. Kusukela sisese bancane. Uyakhuluma nathi unkulunkulu. Saze safika la sithi khona sengiyamamukela uKristu. Yawushaya amashiya njengenkosi nomsindisi empilo yami ngiyamamukela. Sengiyangena kuwe. Kukudala ekhuluma nawe. Kusukela lesasikhathi usabhema iglu. Eloke kukhuze ekhuluma nawe. Unembeza eshile umlotha. Eloke ekhuluma nawe kusukela kudala. He's been talking.
Definitely.
He's been talking. If you can even go outside, and when you go outside and you feel the breeze of the air touching your eyes, it is the hand of the Most High. It's a touch from the Most High. Hey, my daughter. Nakho ke Sipho. It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Imagine, to perceive the words of understanding. The word perceive means to understand. So let's put it this way. To understand the words of understanding, or to understand the words of perception, or to perceive the words of understanding. That is the same spirit. He gives us the understanding of his understanding. He gives us the knowledge of his understanding and the comprehension of his knowledge. That is discernment. Discernment akusukunukela abantu ukuthi hey, I see a fridge. Yo, pastor, I see your name is Mapule. Yo. It's because you were born in a rainy season and you're a last born. King, 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 king. Yo, go deeper, deeper, deeper. Deeper, deep, 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 deeper.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Sipho, let me come to you. Angipasho njalo athi go deeper. I see a fridge. I see a bottle of water. I mean 99.9% recurring. In every fridge in South Africa, there's an onion and a bottle of water. Okay. Sipho.
Wow, Mfundisi, what a topic. And we thank God, Mfundisi. Definitely, this is not a show, just a show. It's where discipleship always carry on. And I appreciate the opportunity that God has given unto me, being part of the show for all these years.
Hallelujah.
And I'm growing. And that's what makes me definitely eager to say, shine in fire, so that I can be taught of the Spirit of God, knowing exactly what is expected of me as a child of God.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for this opportunity. Babu Mota, thank you for the introduction. For Mr. Ray, discernment definitely has need unfolded this topic, that understanding heart, as you have read in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. We need a heart that will understand. Because when our heart does not understand, the devil always twists things in the heart, and then that's where it corrupts everything and does wrong. And what I know me that I've learned about discernment, it's that ability to obtain a sharp perception from this about the things of God and able to judge well. When Gunen King Alapaya Belletu Solomon Omunya Lalipes Gomtana Wakomunya or Shinjeb Sugu, it needed somebody with a deception, a discernment spirit.
Yeah.
In other words, you cannot look things on a face value. You cannot judge a book by its cover. The first one, why let Babu Motumtu and it know this is my child. When they brought him before the king, when the king said, just bring the child. When he take that sword and want to piece that child into pieces, when the owner or the mother of the child said, no, stop it, just give it, the baby to the mother. That discernment spirit, it was there into Solomon. That is why when he prayed, First Kings chapter 3, verse 9, it has been answered by God when they brought that case before the king. So it is very important to put it is a manifold. It's that ability, a sharp, to judge very well. And we need that in our churches. We need this in our gathering. We have seen many young people, even the church as a whole, bringing the things of the world into the church. So we need that spiritual alignment, that spirit of discernment among us. And it is true that it is through the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit himself knows exactly of God. Remember, we cannot judge the things of God with our own carnality. We need this Holy Spirit in us as being given by God as a deposit guaranteed of what we inherit one day. It is the same Spirit given unto us by God that takes everything from Christ, that is Yeshua Mashiach, and bring back to us. It is the same spirit that went to Daniel when the king dreamed about the dream, but the king said, no, just elaborate the dream and the explanation. It was that spirit of discernment, of tapping into the things of the spirit by the spirit, so that we can download for this. When that message was decoded, he was able to encode, to decode what is encoded by the Spirit of God. And remember, we need that spirit of transformation in our mind. In Nagi Bible, when we read Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but you must be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that you can prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So when our spirit is full of the discernment spirit of God, we are able to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. In other words, you are no longer operating under the influence of the fake God. So he moya ye zango as a mapiano. Muto Tanda and Punzangwaz trying well, but the Sunday Mang Petim Pempea Mizoras. It's that thing, yeah, he's a good now. Then they show it is rain. But when you come on and the Sango, Malafisha in Pep and Anisha in Pep, you must be able to go to from whose source. Because it is very important about each discernment issue, good. I know the source. And if it is the source, a right, then you are able for this. To understand at the same time that spiritual perspective, once the servant the spirit of discernment, we are able to distinguish between what is holy, profound, and clear, and pure for God, according to Leviticus chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 10. Because in Fundis, bantu badla inyoka bafundela ivesi baphuza upetrol bafundela ivesi nami mfundisi umotha nabalaleli ngake ngabanjwa ngafundela ivesi mfundisi urain ceda kusindiswa mfundisi we-1998 naya kwelinye isonto kuthiwa it's a universal church iyo ngafika mfundisi bavula ivesi mbopheni izandla ney'nyawo nimphonse ekujuleni komgodi angilazi lebesithuthile but akhiphe iy'ntambo ezimnyama balaleli bangifasa ezandleni, bafunde ephi? Ezweni.
noma ifaka ngoba sonke siyayifaka but now sengiy understand ngoba sengimfundi a disciple of Jesus ukuthi kwakashiyo womani ukuthi basifake izintambo zenyama yaba kwakushiyo ukuthi le ndoda le yayingawufakanga ingubo yomthimba so ngoba ngakwalify ukungena la ababoshi inyawo nezandla afake emgodini so not understanding not having the spirit of discernment at that time I was being caught ngathi ngibuye ekhamfundisi bamangala abantu usinisuye but sofake iy'ntambo ngathi uthandazele ngathi abangifake esontweni not realizing ukuthi I'm lacking the spirit of discernment that is why sicabanga ukuthi insindiso impucuko nokukhuluma ngesingisi nangesilakini nangesiwatwa it's not a salvation nokuthi sesifake amasuti sesayeke ukhathi sayeke ijoin it's not a salvation salvation is when our mind has been transformed making Jesus being the center of our life accepting as our personal savior having a relationship with God not with people not with any denomination that the discernment spirit understanding ukuthi it is Christ himself who brought the salvation unto us who shed his blood so that we can be saved and all our sins and all our iniquities be took away by his precious blood that's the discernment we need nowadays
that is the discernment we need in our days send us your whatsapps 0826572729 and let's hear what you say about discernment let's read this one this is from Mr. Simwinji says greetings Pastor Rain guests and all the listeners well something happened in church today as we all know when we get to church we expect to hear a sermon from the pastor but today our bishop shifted gears up by saying that the elders deacons evangelists as well as worshipers must be preached for 2 minutes each At that time, I looked around and I saw people getting their Bibles and notepad in preparation to preach. And that in my innermost heart, I knew within me that I haven't been in church for a month. But at that time, I allowed my spirit to hear God's word and he reached out to me by giving me this verse, Isaiah 59:21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you will not depart from you and my words that I put in your mouth will always be on your lips and on the lips of your children and on the lips of their descendants from this time on and forever says the Lord that is discernment I could have not received this word if I did not open my heart to his word in my soul I hear you quite well, Mr. Simwinji. Thank you so much for that. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
All right. And of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. How do you discern? Or what have you known about discernment over the years and times of your salvation? What have you known about it? And what are some of the things you would like to highlight about discernment? I will continue to look into the word about it. Now, when you look into Proverbs 21 verses 11, it says, when the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. What is discernment? It is the instruction of the Father through his wisdom that gives us his knowledge so that we are able to make sense of what is happening around us. And this is a continuous instruction, Fundus Mota. It's a continuous instruction. All the time. I peleli lesaskati in that one experience. But it goes on through and through. What do you say, sir?
Absolutely, Mbundi Swami. It is a continuous. You know, I love what you said earlier when you said that the Father has been talking to us even when we were young. Even when we have not accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
But he has been talking to us.
Mm.
God is talking to us every day. God is giving us His instruction.
Yes.
Every day. You know, and when you were saying that, it came to my mind. I remember when I was very young, Mfundisi, I think I was still in the primary. But there was something which upset me.
Mm.
And to such an extent that I was even crying.
Mm.
And I sat down in my pants with Sasha. And then as I was hitting the ground crying, and I started to sing. I was a boy, a very young boy. I started to sing and started to sing. And as it happened, a dove, a chuba.
Yeah.
Lehla mfundisi, lazohlala la phambi kwami.
Yeah.
And while I was hitting, I was reminded when you said even the air breeze that is touching our eyes.
Yeah.
And I was reminded by that incident because to me it was so shocking in a way that each of us, I'm screaming or ngihlabelela loudly and hitting so hard the ground. It should not come. Fanele baleke.
Yeah, very.
But okwenzeka laphayana lahlala phansi. And after that, when I started to stop whatever that I was doing as I was hitting them from there, and I felt on that day, but this is something, even though I don't know what was this.
Yeah.
But this is something
which
is a supernatural thing. And as I grow older, then I started to remember, it always been in my heart. And when I was saved, I started to remember, I said, but God, even when I was young, He showed Himself to me, even if I did not understand. But the solid food is for those who have grown up. How do we grow up? The more faith there is, we become even more mature so that we can have the spirit of discernment, and we are being trained through the word of God. And at the very same time, we get to understand the word of God is the instruction of God. God is talking to us through His word. So therefore, we should be able to understand. And it is not by our own wisdom, but by the wisdom of the Lord. Why is it so? Joseph amaseka chaza amaphupho mfundisi.
Yeah.
Uthi singamthola phi umuntu onje
onomoya
kaNkulunkulu.
Yebo.
Who's got the discernment and the wisdom. So ke mfundisi, in other words, the wisdom which is Christ Himself, when it's embedded in our souls and in our heart, and we shall be like Solomon, I think, give me wisdom so I can be able to judge my people. So the point is, masibe yini sikube yinto esicelayo kubaba uNkulunkulu leyo ukuthi makasize uthi uDavid in Psalms 119:125 says, I am your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimonies, that I may be able to understand your statutes. In other words, for us to be able to understand, to be able to differentiate, this is the Father that is speaking, or this is the enemy. We need the Spirit of God, and we need the wisdom of the Father.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us, how do you feel about this, the very aspect of discernment today? Do we understand it quite well?
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. And of course, we are touching base on this issue. And I'd like to bring it to you again, Sipho. The issue of discernment, as to what it is all about. Let's take calls. 012-334-1322. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Budwami.
Ngiyabulisa mani, ngibulise lapho ulento umfundisi uSipho Khadere nomfundisi uMotha.
Yibuke.
Sanibulisa bafundisi bami.
Hallelujah.
They taught his brother Ray discernment. Ngesikhuluma ngayo today. UJesu uyasiyala uthi siphile singakhohlwa umthetho wakhe.
Yeah.
Sigcine kuzinhliziyo zethu. And discernment is to understand God's word. Izwi lakhe malifane nelambo elisikhanyisela ukuze sibone imigodi uSathane afuna ukusifaka kuwo. Discernment is like a jewel on a necklace, shining.
Yeah.
Futhi noma sikhala sidabukile uzosisula ezinyembezi zethu. If you do his will, kuko konke esikwenzayo uzosikhombisa izindlela zakhe, brethren.
Yeah.
Discernment, you must not do that. We must hang on to them.
Yes.
That will refresh our souls. We get discernment again, by the way, we will understand God's laws. True discernment is never self-promotion, by the way. Atuko paramisa uJesu Kristu sina sehle. Spiritual discernment is not a function of our minds, by the way.
Yeah.
But a function of the spirit. Because the devil ngena kubantu today ngenkohliso athi izwi angeke ulaze until uya eBaptist school. Ufuna idelay uzuthi hayi angeke ngilaze kahle fanele ngiyeBaptist school ayikho lento le. But what people need is sometimes to read the word, by the way.
Yebo.
Yes. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Because ngikhumbula amazwi asho uJesu ngenyini uthi if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
All the time, may the Father bless you abundantly, sir.
Thank you, Brother Ray. God bless you too. To God be the glory, my brother.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. And we are talking about discernment. Mandlenkosi uthi, good evening, Pastor Ray. I'm listening to you. MJ Mbatha. Oh, siza semambatheni impela ke la. Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sipho, let me bring this to you. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And Ujabu is driving from KZN, so yazi kushuthi uzoloka silahlekela. Kuhle, if uthola ichance la uma khona, Hammersdale, kuphi, thumela WhatsApp, Jabu. Thumela WhatsApp, usitshele ukuthi discernment yini. Or a voice note, it would be good to get a voice note. See the voice yakho. Right. Sipho, let me bring this to you. When we touch on the issue of discernment, it speaks this. It says, Proverbs 21:11, when the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. So, discernment is the wise state of receiving the knowledge from the Most High also about our environment and everything that is taking place in the visible and the invisible at our point and time, in the time past, present, and future. Sipho.
Very true indeed, and amazing. So when God is able to teach us, even with nature, I was amazed. Why God has sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not. What's the reason for that? Cannot even understand it with your own carnality. You need the Spirit of God to descend and put it. How come a powerful God sending his son so that he can die for us? In other words, you need that perspective of understanding God in his perspective. Because we need the mind of Christ when it's dead, to be in the spirit of man. We cannot understand the love of the spirit of God is enough. That is why it's important. We need to not to quench the spirit of God within us, because he's the one that knows exactly of God in us. Ingagoma ufunda unale verse mfundisi ngithande kakhulu elikumshumayeli mangaphosisi elithi mphanishe uhlakaniphile umenze ahlakaniphe kakhulu. Lilapha Proverbs chapter 9 verse 9 uthi give instruction to a wise man and yet wiser. Teach just a man and you increase in his learning. Loko nje kukodwa mfundisi kuyakukhombisa ukuthi whenever umuntu ohlakaniphile uNkulunkulu emshapnisha ukugcwaliseka i-spirit of discernment within that person. Yingabo we're able ukuthi sihlanganyele every day. Angithi I last week nangikhona kwishow ngimile esontweni. I always need to carry on listening to God's word, because izwa uNkulunkulu uDavid ncadi namahubo lingenze ngahlakaniphi ukundlula izitha zabo. That is why it's important ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu we need to embrace the mindset of Christ. Uthi lapho First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21, prove all things and hold fast to what is right. It doesn't speak to discernment, because there are things from this whereby we need to prove. As we are going to say, we need to prove. Maningi amavangeli ashunyanyilwayo, every man ukhala ngaphambi to be a man of God and whatsoever. What we need, it is a spirit that says, this is the spirit of God. And that spirit is the spirit of discernment that will make us able to distinguish. This one, the source is only Elohim, the God who is in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sir. Amen. I really appreciate. All right, you can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about discernment, what it is even all about. 082-657-2729, the WhatsApp there, and the voice note. Otherwise, you can call us directly, 012-33413-22.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Mr. Simwinji says Philippians 1 verses 9 to 11, and this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Discernment goes hand in hand with righteousness. That is Mr. Simwinji there. Thank you so much, Mr. Simwinji. We really, really appreciate this. May the Father bless you abundantly.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.